Between the years of grade school and high school, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, two best friends discover the world's most popular fantasy role-playing game. It is I, their game master, who alone will attempt to recreate that same magic for a younger generation. Let me tell you of the days of old school adventure.
This is a bit very, really good as...
Welcome to the OSR Adventures Podcast. I'm your game master, Paul Schultz. OSR, or Old School Revival Games, are rules-light role-playing systems heavily inspired by the golden age of role-playing games. This season, my friend Steve Vinson, his kids Eli and Simone, and my stepson Aiden Canola will be playing Chris Gonerman's Basic Fantasy role-playing game, available at basicfantasy.org. This season's adventure, The Lost Temple of the Frog God, is an original campaign by yours truly. This episode begins when two fighters, a thief and a magic user, walk into a bar in a tale called The Drunken Octopus. The Kingdom of Valis, ruled by the firm hand of King Nasniv the Trollslayer, is one of the mightiest realms in all of Tyr. Val, her capital city, stands on the shore of the Eternal Eversea and is the heart of Valis. But if Val truly is the heart of the kingdom, Klein is the armpit. Located in the southernmost region of Valis, Klein is one of those small towns that no one actively seeks to move to, but rather just sort of ends up stuck in. As can be imagined, there isn't much to do in Klein, with its only nightlife being a tavern called the Drunken Octopus. The tavern's owner, Octavius, once the contender for the heavyweight bare-knuckle champion of Valis, who earned the nickname the Human Octopus because it seemed he never ran out of fists in the ring, now does his best with his one good arm to keep his loyal patrons numb to their troubles. This, then, is where we find our would-be heroes. Gathered around a table one dreary night, the air of the little tavern is filled with the smell of stale ale, cheap wine, smoke, and regret. A minstrel plays half-heartedly on a lute missing a few strings to an audience paying him less mind than the families they choose to avoid in order to drink away their troubles. Like I said, you're sitting around a tavern, kind of talking. You know each other because essentially you're drinking buddies. I'll let you go around the table, kind of introduce your character a little bit so everybody knows who you are. Whatever you want to tell about your character. Eli, just remember, you're a goth elf. You're not a dark elf.
Oh, yes.
Elf.
Yeah. I did remember that.
I don't think we can say dark elf.
His name is Rudy Horseman. He is a goth elf, the gothest elf you will meet. And he's a thief. He grew up pretty rich, but, well, he's pretty pretentious, to be honest. And he took to the streets at age 16 to become the goth elf version of Robin Hood. After a few years of stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, it's left him equipped with at least half decent abilities in the art of thievery, and he does consider it an art because, again, this is a very pretentious dude.
Greetings, fellow travelers.
He's already drunk.
I am already drunk. No, I am Hummus Valentino, and I don't get drunk. I get even. And I am a fighter of the human sort. Sometimes I consider myself a human of the fighter sort. I've traveled these lands for the last 25 years. I need nothing but a strong pint of ale, my two-handed sword, and the spear that I like to throw.
Well, the ale here might be a tad watered down.
Okay.
It's one of those kind of taverns.
I'll just drink more of it.
I'm Clover. I don't like to drink. I'm just at this pub with my friends.
You're drinking the sarsaparilla.
I'm a human fighter, and I'm 23. I grew up upper middle class, but I left home at 18 because I stole money from my mom. So I didn't want her to find out, so I left.
Wow. I hope you stole a lot to make it worth it.
Wow.
I am Jason Graymeadow. I'm an elvish magic user. I have pure gray hair and purple eyes. I wear these fancy purple robes that shimmer with gold stars. I mean, I'm just your basic magic user. Just kind of travel around the world, see what more I can learn and study and see what else I can cast.
Okay, then.
The reason I spoke about myself from the wrong perspective is because I am just that pretentious that I will refer to myself in the third person. I'm also very self-aware.
As anyone who talks about themselves in the third person should be.
Yes.
You're like the human general who fought in the second great war of the land they call the Pacific. He always talked about himself in the third person. His name was Dugamus MacArthurus.
No relation.
No relation.
Okay, so the night drags on and you're basically chatting amongst yourselves when you suddenly notice that there is a fifth member sitting at your table.
Hello there.
We suddenly noticed. What?
He's sitting there. He's in dark robe, hooded, you know, got the goatee with the strategically placed silver in it. Jason instantly recognizes him as his master.
Yeah, you know, it's this guy, my master. I couldn't tell you his name.
I think you have to call him master for the whole
thing. You have to call him master the entire time.
Yes. Erasmus is his name, except for Aiden. Everybody give me a intelligence check, and you have to beat a 10.
3.
8.
Okay.
Then your bonus is plus what?
Plus 1.
Oh, so 9. So I got a 4. Simone got a 9. I mean, Clover got a 9.
So Rudy recognizes this character sitting at your table now as well as this kind of a hermit wizard who lives just outside of town somewhere, although no one is really sure except for maybe Jason, as he's your master. He kind of looks at you and he looks at Jason and he's like, I have a job for you and your friends if they are interested.
I'm ready to hear about it.
I'm interested.
That's not just the watered-down beer talking. Erasmus tells you that about 2 days' journey west through the woods from here are some ruins. It's believed to be temple ruins, but no one is exactly sure who the temple was to. As everything is overgrown, the temple's pretty well, you know, dilapidated, and animal life avoids it like a plague. However, I believe that it is the temple of a long-forgotten god named Gorko. I think through all of my research, I have discovered a way to get to the underground chambers beneath this temple. If you and your friends go there for me and investigate any scrolls or information you can find regarding whatever deity this temple belongs to, is all I'm asking. Anything else you find along the way is yours.
Okay.
He tells Jason, if you complete this task for me, I'll let you look at my spell books, possibly find another spell for your book.
Sounds good.
You three, however, he pulls a small pouch out of one of his cuffs, slides it across the table. It's about the size of a dice bag. This is for your troubles. I'll give you another bag full when you get back.
I would like to see this other bag full.
Erasmus looks at Jason and goes, would you explain to your friend that money is not a problem?
Yeah, you'll be fine. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Do you examine the contents of the bag?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be, when you say we could keep anything that we find along the way, I mean, I'm assuming we're going to find valuable things. So in addition to this bag of whatever's in this bag, we're going to find a bunch of other stuff too.
And you'll get an additional bag when you get back.
Yeah, we might not even need the additional bag. I mean, I don't even care what's in the additional bag. I'm assuming we're going to find a bunch of stuff, like treasures and things along the way. So.
Well, we don't have much to lose.
Besides, what else are we going to do? Let's go. Let's do it.
You're drunk. Hey,
beats the look inside of the
Erasmus stands up and he says, it's rainy outside, and the woods are treacherous to travel at night. I would suggest leaving in the morning. He reaches behind Clover's ear and pulls out a big old gold coin, puts it on the table, and he goes, next round's on me.
Why'd you have a gold coin behind your ear?
He gets up and walks out the door.
Wait, did he have a map or something? Did we ask him if he had a map?
We know where it is.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you know where it is, man, I'm good. Let's spend this money that he just gave us. And
okay, hummus. Usually I don't agree with you, but I'm going to have to here.
Okay.
What do you do with the bag on the table?
Take it.
Well, yeah, we better take it.
Look at it. I'll take it and I'll look at it.
All right, you look in it.
You look inside of it, and there's all kinds of sparkly gems in there.
I try to figure out what they are.
Give me an intelligence check.
I'll roll two, see if I can see what
they are. Okay. Anybody that wants to, you know, just get a 10 or better.
Yep.
I'm an idiot, and I don't know what these are.
Rudy, a.k.a. me, is very smart. Mine, never too. Mind.
I made mine.
Okay.
Clover, what? You try too.
19.
Nice. At least two of us have some kind of intelligence.
They appear to be well-cut gems, rubies, maybe some diamonds in there. They don't appear fake.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what it is so we split them up. I figure we just split them right here, you know.
No.
Spoken like a true thief. Well, you, I suppose you're going to say you should hold on to them until we're done.
Well, I was going to say that.
Is there a safe in this hotel? We could put them in the safe.
I trust Clover. I trust Clover the most.
That's true.
Clover doesn't even drink.
Yeah, I don't That's drink. True.
Clover, why don't you hang on to this stuff until we
okay.
get back?
Okay.
Then we'll split everything up when we get back.
Rudy.
Next time I'm going to get one of my German steins and put my drink in a stein.
That'll work.
Whatever you want to do to add to the patina of the show.
This is a bit very really good-esque.
A bit very really good. It's kind of like it.
All right, so you decide to spend the coin that he gave you and get a few more rounds because a gold piece will go a long way to buy cheap beer in the Drunken Octopus.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we should eat too because we got a big day tomorrow.
We don't need food.
Well, I'm gonna eat. You can do what you want.
Well, don't spend money on it.
Why not? It's free money. Let's get a round of wings.
Octopus wings.
What kind of wings they are, you don't want to know. Okay, so after a couple rounds of cheap beer and ginger ale and hot wings, you decide it's best to call it a night. As you're making your way down the twisting, turning roads and alleyways of the town, you suddenly find yourselves confronted by three rather unsavory looking characters, all three of whom are brandishing daggers. Everyone can give me an intelligence check. Just
oh dear,
I guess we're rolling under, right?
15 or higher.
All right.
Well, I just barely make it.
I don't know
what. Oh, good. 19.
It landed on a napkin.
At 11, I probably would have gotten more, but
you might want to change your dice, dude.
19.
I got a 1.
Who got a 15 or better?
Me.
19.
Anyone who got a 15 or better recognizes these three guys as regulars at the tavern. Not only are they regulars at the tavern, but they're known troublemakers through Klein. The middle guy kind of steps forward a little bit and he's like, hey, don't think we didn't see that you with that crazy old wizard back at the octopus. We saw him hand you a bag, too. Probably full of coins or gems, my guess. Everyone knows that old coot is loaded. Let's say you cough up that bag and you walk out of here tonight.
Oh, boy.
Well, the bag isn't really mine, so I'm just going to back out of this one.
I got a better deal for you. You turn around right now. And go back to whatever hole you crawled out of, and we'll forget you said anything.
You're gonna sass them away.
The one that was talking, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Save her a spell.
What you have to do though, Jeep, is you have to make a spell check. So yep. You need to get a 10 or better for your spell to work. Then I'll have him roll.
Save spell check never works for me.
it always auto corrects to ducking.
It's never ducking.
Yes. I got 17.
All right, so. Okay, no, he did not make it.
Well, I cast a charm person on him.
Okay.
And I go, well, How about you give us your pouch?
Oh, nice.
But if I give you my pouch, I'm not going to have any money.
You should be helping a friend, you know? I struggle sometimes with money.
His companions look at him like, you know this guy? Yeah, he's my friend. I don't know what his name is, though. But he's my best friend. They're like, out of hell with this. So it's initiative. They're going to attack. I'm going to go ahead and say, let's just use a 20-sider.
Add the dex bonus?
Yes. Right.
19.
Mine fell off the table.
15.
17.
7.
Jason, what do you do?
Well, they're coming towards me, and I'll call them and be like, hey, friend, come step this way. Obviously, your friends are being crazy right now. We should, come talk to me over at the side.
He's like, okay, because you guys leave him alone. He's nice.
I'm going to walk inside and talk to my friends.
Clover, what do you do?
Attack.
Okay, yeah, with my mate.
Your best weapon.
Ooh. 21.
Okay, so you rolled a 19?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. If you had rolled a nat 20, that would have been a different story. A natural 20 is double damage. A natural 1 is a fumble, meaning you might drop your weapon, stab yourself, shoot your friend, things like that.
You guys probably ought to watch out when I roll, because
I was just going
to
say,
I'm likely to roll a 1.
When your dad starts rolling, get under the table. Okay, so now do your damage.
Oh.
3.
Okay, he's kind of rattled, but he's still up.
We got to throw him off his rhythm.
I think you're next, Rudy.
I know. I've been thinking. I'd like to attempt to seduce this guy in the least descriptive way possible.
The least descriptive way possible.
Rudy, what's your charisma?
11.
Oh, you failed the attempt. Hummus.
I attack with my two-handed sword.
Do you attack the one that is hanging out with Aiden? Do you attack the one that Clover just mollywopped upside the head? Or do you attack the one that Rudy attempted to seduce?
I attack the one that Rudy attempted to seduce.
All right. So strength bonus, 20-sider.
For crying out loud. 10.
Hey, that's all you needed. They're not armored up, by the way. They're just in street clothes.
It's 1d10. Oh, Jesus. 5.
Well, that's just enough because there's not much to these guys.
Oh, okay.
He goes down like a sack of potatoes.
Nice.
It's their turn. The one that's on Clover will attempt to attack with what's left of his abilities. No, he's kind of just swinging. There's blood in his eyes. He can't see nothing. The one hanging out with Aiden goes, tell me about the rabbits, George. Hummus, you feel somebody's arm going around your neck from behind.
Ah.
And you see like a flash of a weapon. And there's suddenly another guy in the group. This guy's actually dressed in like studded leather armor.
Uh-oh.
If everybody will give me a intelligence check. Well, anybody that got a 15 or better, you recognize this guy as a lowlife cutthroat who haunts the back alleys of this town. He goes by the name of Pig Sticker because as he tried to demonstrate on Hummus, he was going to basically sneak up and stab you in the back, but he missed. Jason.
What's the guy's name again?
Pig Sticker.
I'm going to ask my friend here. Would you be able to help my friends with this guy?
Oh, I can't do that. He's my friend too.
He's not a good friend though. He's hurting my friends. We're best friends. We're besties. Yeah.
Well, I know, but he's still a friend of mine. I can't just do that to him.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Clover.
Okay, 14.
That's a hit. Now do your damage.
5.
He goes down.
Wow.
Well,
Rudy.
All right. We got 9.
What were you doing?
Oh.
we're trying to seduce him?
No, not again.
Try to seduce one that's down. That may be questionable in terms of
there's ethicality.
But...
Okay, there's the one guy that Jason is chatting with, and there's the guy who attempted to stab Hummus in the back.
All right. Well, I'm this Pig Sticker dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to take my medium spear to him.
Okay. And what did you get? What did you get to? What was your roll?
9.
You missed.
Oh.
It went between your dad and Pig Sticker. You're just making sure there's room for Jesus in there, Hummus, you have a dude who's trying to stab you in the back, and Jason's current best friend is currently off to the side.
I do this deal where I take my sword and just do one of these numbers.
All
right. Like right back into them. Right,
okay. Like roll the hit.
Oh.
So then Pig Sticker attacks you. He's no longer able to get the bonus from behind. Apparently the struggle is too much for him because he misses you as well. Jason?
I cast my cantrip.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast grease underneath his feet. He'll slip around.
So he basically just made a patch of grease show up underneath Pig Sticker's feet. Pig Sticker has to make a dex check. He's never stood more firm his entire life.
Oh.
I rolled a 20.
Clover.
Okay. I'm going to get the guy that's trying to choke you to death.
His armor class is 14.
No. I got 10.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Rudy?
All right. This is a struggle, and I am a very weak little goth boy, but I have no choice but to take my battle axe and just...
Just don't roll a one, because if you roll a one, you'll probably miss him and hit me. So whatever you do, don't roll a one. What's wrong with our dice tonight?
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
Well, when are they going to start giveting?
Hummus?
I'm going to do the same routine with the two-handed sword.
All right.
Jesus.
Do you guys want to tell him, or should I tell him?
You can.
I rolled a 2. With my strength bonus, it's a 5.
Okay, but it's a straight 2. It's not a 1.
Well, I don't know if it's straight. It could be Well, bi.
I mean...
It's a bi-2.
I mean, it's okay. So he will attempt to poke you. And he misses. You guys are just struggling too hard. Jason?
He's still in the grease at all?
No, they're in the vicinity of the grease, we'll say.
Grease adjacent.
I'm just going to cast grease on him.
All right, that's what you do. Clover?
Is he still grabbed onto your neck?
He's grabbed onto my neck, but now he's like a greased pig.
Okay, I'm going to grab onto his shoulders and try to like pull him away.
Roll the hit.
Ooh. It's a heterosexual 20.
Well, since you rolled a 20, I'm going to go ahead and say you managed to wrench him free. But no damage was done. Rudy?
Ooh. All right, 12.
You weak little goth boy. All right, then I think it's Hummus's turn.
It is Hummus's turn.
And I'm planning on rolling a nice high number right here.
Okay.
The paper got in the way.
I've missed 3 times in a row now.
Hey, you know, in your defense, you've been drinking.
That's true. That's a good point.
All right, well, now he's got 2 targets because he's freed, so he's going to take a swipe at Rudy. The grease must be in his eyes because he missed you by a mile. Jason?
I look at him and I go, bang! I'm going to shoot a flame at him.
Okay, so you basically...
I thought you just said bang.
No, I do bang. Go, I look at him and go, bang! And then he's going to catch fire, hopefully.
Yeah, suddenly, you see this greased up Pig Sticker burst into flames. He's screaming in the alley. He's still up, but he's on fire.
I skip around him in a circle snorting.
Clover?
I'm going to attack the guy over with Jason because he could turn his back on us.
So, no, not my buddy.
All right, his armor class is 10.
Okay, I got a 5.
Oh. That you were like, oh, should I, shouldn't I? Oh, I guess not, because I missed. So
okay.
Rudy?
Okay. I would like to stab him. Well,
he's flailing around on fire, so you missed him. Hummus?
Two-handed sword. Let's see if I can miss 5 times in a row. I attack the Burning Man. 18, straight. Woo! 15.
All right. Do your damage.
8.
He basically falls into 2 flaming pieces on the ground. Jason, your buddy just screams bloody murder when he watches his other friend fall into 2 flaming pieces. He attempts to run away.
I'll call him back. Hey, wait. Come here. He's fine, I swear.
No, he's gone. He runs and then ducks around a corner and leaves you guys standing in this now well-lit alleyway. And that's that. This is where we call it a game. You've been listening to the OSR Adventures podcast, brought to you by Big Broccoli Studios. For more podcasts from Big Broccoli Studios, check out BigBroccoliStudios.com. Original music for this episode is by Yakish Gandhi and Kevin McLeod. Be sure not to miss our next episode, darkness on the edge of town.